Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Jamie Bologna. It's the thing that's on everyone's minds.
The dreaded polar vortex moves south. Parts of 16 states will see temperatures below zero and wind chills that make it feel a lot colder.
Nearly 90 million Americans are now in the grip of dangerous cold as the polar vortex spreads across more of the country.
The polar vortex bringing the cold south with record-breaking temperatures in the Midwest. And here in Boston, we're in the teens with wind chills below zero. So the polar vortex, what is it and how long can we expect it to last? Well, hopefully joining me with some answers is Alan Dunham from the National Weather Service in Norton. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Good. How are you? So you're a meteorologist. We've been hearing this all week. What is this polar vortex?
Basically, it's just Arctic air that's been a piece of it broke off, and basically the jet stream brought it right down into Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin, and it's now starting to slowly lift out. Now what we get is we get a glancing blow because the air modifies a lot before it reached us. So instead of getting the 20 to 30 below zero temperatures without the wind, we only had low temperatures, mostly in the single digits below zero last night.
So when you say it broke off, what do you mean by that?
Just a piece of it. The real cold air, normally that gets kept up north with the jet, the jet stream blocks it off.
Mm-hmm.
This time we had a jet stream that was diving almost due south and was able to drag that piece of the polar vortex right on top of us. That's super cold air.
So how often does this happen? Because, I mean, it's January in New England, so why is this happening now?
Actually, it's just the way it's set up. Actually, Boston itself, well, we've been doing a little checking of back temperatures, and it mostly we hit 5 degrees or colder three times every winter. So the fact that we got down to 5 in Boston last night is not that real unusual to us. It's, unusual winter, whereas out in the upper Midwest, that's been historic.
Right. Those below zero temperatures out there. We've, even seen reports of people dying. So I'm curious how you're seeing this affect different areas of the country.
Well, we're doing is, we mainly concentrate on southern New England.
Mm-hmm.
We look at see what's happening upstream, and it's of interest to us. But our main concern is southern New England and the fact that we're being very thankful that we're not getting that cold. And the good news is it's not going to be lasting long.
Oh, as in summer is eventually going to come, or is there actually immediate good news in the forecast?
Actually, we're going on a bit of a roller coaster, to be honest. We'll start seeing a slight slow warm-up tomorrow with highs getting up into the low 20s. Then by Sunday, highs be up into the mid-30s. And by the time we get to Tuesday, high temperatures will be in the mid to upper 50s with a few locations and maybe getting as high as 60 degrees.
60 degrees. February. This is New England weather. Wow. Okay. Well, Alan Dunham, meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Norton. Alan, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Take care.
Now, as the temperatures drop outside, we know that some of the most vulnerable people are those without homes. Last night, as part of the city's annual homeless census, hundreds of volunteers and public officials braved the cold to see how many people were spending the night on the streets and offer them shelter and services. Now, the numbers aren't in yet, but according to last year's census, there were more than 6,000 people without homes in Boston, with more than 150 people living on the street. Robert Polster is the regional coordinator with the National Initiatives Team at the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness, and he was among those out there last night for the count, and he joins me now on the line. Hello, Robert.
Hi there. Glad to be with you.
Thanks for joining us. So tell us about last night. It was bitter cold, as we've heard, and the country's gripped in this bitter cold, but what did you see and hear from the folks out there?
Well, last night was bitterly cold, as you know, and the team met at City Hall under the leadership of Mayor Walsh, who's been a tremendous support for the efforts around homelessness in the city. And we fanned out in neighborhoods all across the city at about 10 o'clock. And I was with the mayor and his team around Downtown Crossing, Washington Street area. And, you know, most folks last night were inside, so that was a good thing that they did take advantage of the city's very open and accessible shelter system.
Mm-hmm.
But we did find some folks outside, particularly congregated around establishments, stores, 7-Elevens, McDonald's, that would allow them to kind of go in and out so they could take advantage of some heat when they needed it. And we did see many folks that we talked to, with the mayor's encouragement, decided to hop in the van and head to one of the city shelters. So that was a good thing. People were obviously cold and concerned for their safety. So, you know, with some encouragement from the team, they did decide to jump in the van and get some relief. There were some folks, however, who chose to stay outside.
Yeah, and what were some of their reasons?
Well, there are obviously many reasons, but, you know, a lot of times some folks have had negative experiences in shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very resilient, and they find ways to manage even on a cold night by using places where they can find heat. Obviously, there's people who, because of severe mental illness or substance use, also opt not to go to come inside. So we take special care to make sure we're engaging those folks and getting them in a place where they can be safe.
So we see frigid temperatures every winter in Boston, as our meteorologist told us a little earlier. You know, there are at least 3 days per year that get really cold. But in general, it's New England. It's winter in Boston. It gets cold.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we reduce the number of people on the streets each winter?
Right. Well, you know, Boston has one of the best in the country street outreach teams and a robust services available for folks that are experiencing homelessness. So there are street outreach teams always available each day, each night in the city that engage people who can be reluctant to come inside. So there's always an effort made on any night, warm nights, cold nights, to bring people inside. Obviously becomes a particular concern when we have a bitter cold night like last night. And the other thing is, you know, and Boston is leading the way on this through its Boston's Way Home campaign, is that the solution to homelessness is housing.
Right.
And to the extent that we have the resources available and the collaboration of many agencies that can get folks not only into shelter but quickly exit them from shelter into housing is where we put a lot of our resources and energy right now, is making housing as accessible as possible. This is what we know as housing first. So, you know, the city is the beneficiary of funding from HUD. Just recently, last month, they were awarded over $26 million, which is about 37% of the $71 million that came into Massachusetts from HUD, which supports the continuum of care program. So there's money in housing support, housing and support services, but obviously we need to continue to add money to have the housing stock, the affordable housing, the vouchers that we need to bring everyone inside as quickly as possible.
Right, so much more work to be done. Robert Polster is the regional coordinator with the National Initiatives Team at the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness. Robert, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Wait. Don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.